Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And folks, I am really pleased to welcome you to hour number three. Hour number three here at Chosen Generation Radio. And we have got, a big hour, big hour lined up for you. We're going to talk about Social Security and the future of Social Security at the bottom of the hour with Jerry Haffer. But right now, I'm very excited to welcome back to the program. He has been with me a number of times before. In fact, in February of 2020, here on Chosen Generation Radio, we began a series and we broke down, and we were probably right at the very front end of this. We talked about the Wuhan virus. We talked about what happened. We talked about the 10,000 family party that was thrown in Wuhan. We talked about how they spread it. We talked about the nearly 7.6 million cell phones that went dark. We broke all of that together, Nansu and I, right here on Chosen Generation Radio. And it's my pleasure once again to welcome back my good friend and our expert in this arena, Mr. Nansu. Nan, welcome. Good to have you.
Hello, Pastor Craig. Thank you for having me, in your program again.
Well, there's a great deal for us to discuss. And we were talking about in the green room a little bit about the dichotomy of this whole situation, because on the one hand, we have the influence that CCP is having in our own culture and their plans and how they're marching forward in that. But on the back end of that, we have a situation where there is civil unrest, where Xi's policies are failing miserably, empty, large skyscrapers and apartment buildings built all over with nobody in them because there's nobody to put in them. Talk to me about that. And you were mentioning about a comedian that was recently censored over there. Let's get into that, please.
Well, that was just recently a comedian. You know, he's a standing comedian, right? You know, his work is to make a joke, to make fun of people, to earn his living.
Right.
So now he make a little joke. It's not even a bad joke about Chinese military. What happened is the Chairman Xi had an order to the Chinese military to be fully ready to annex Taiwan by the year of 2027. Yeah, he seriously made the order.
Wow.
Now, okay. His order to the Chinese military has eight Chinese characters translated into English, meaning fight well and win the battle. Fight well and win the battle. So this standing committee, you know, he adopted two homeless dogs. You know, one day he's somewhere in the park, and his two dogs was chasing a squirrel. And then, you know, he said, well, the minute I look at my two dogs, you know, energetic, chasing the squirrel, you know what I was thinking? I was thinking, fight well and win the battle. Now, think about it. This is not even a very bad joke.
No.
Now, this is what happened. Within 24 hours, he was arrested. Now his company, he worked for, the entertainment company he works for, was shut down immediately. Everybody in his company was ordered to study, to do political study, and then within 48 hours, another three similar entertaining companies also shut down in China. All of them, you know, they can't do business anymore, and they have to, everyone in those companies have to conduct a political study, and the company this specific comedian worked for was fined for $2 million.
Wow.
$2 million. Now, think about Pastor Greg, if it's, I mean, the shows like you, yours,
yeah.
If it's in China, boy,
it's all over.
You have been put before the bars a long, long time ago.
Hey, listen, a show like mine in America, you know, I was just talking with Armstrong Williams about this. I mean, I was banned on YouTube, Vimeo, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And I'm still, by the way, I'm still banned on Twitter. I've appealed to Elon Musk multiple times to no avail, but I shouldn't be shocked because apparently Matt Walsh and What Is a Woman has also been banned on Twitter, or at least it was temporarily. So I guess I'm in, you know, good company.
Well, whatever is happening here, you go to China, that's like, at least 10,000 times worse.
Well, but the crossover is the influence that the CCP is having on both business and social media here in our country. And I think there's a lot more influence that the CCP is having than people are aware of relative to these partnerships that have gone on in dark rooms where we may not know that, oh, yeah, by the way, the CCP has an interest in whatever the entity may be.
Oh, yes. So you think about all these big corporates. They are the ones, infiltrated and influenced by the CCP the most. So you look at, for example, Twitter. You look at Twitter,
Elon Musk.
A year ago, the Twitter had a, because a lot of high-level Chinese communist officials, they have a Twitter account.
Okay.
So their accounts were labeled like the Chinese state officer, and, that kind of label. And then there was some media, Chinese regime's media, they would say they were labeled Chinese state-owned media. But now, you go to Twitter, all these labels are gone now.
Wow.
And guess what? U.S. corporates, corporate CEOs recently went to China. It's like crazy. Elon Musk was in China just last week. He was he had a meeting with the vice prime minister and also Secretary of State, Secretary of Commerce, Secretary of Industry and Technology. He met all these people, and he had a great time. And Apple CEO Tim Cook went to China in March.
Right.
And J.P. Morgan's CEO James Dimon went to China a couple weeks ago, and as well as Pfizer, the vaccine company CEO, Starbucks CEO, all went to China recently. So apparently, Chinese communist officials doing everything they are able to attract the U.S. Corporate leaders to go to China to make an investment. But interestingly, militarily, China has been doing everything they are able to make a threat, right? The last week, the Chinese above the South China Sea, Chinese military jet fly, within approaching a U.S. Navy plane, it's like within 200 feet. And last December, it was even worse. The U.S. military jets approaching a U.S. Navy plane in South China Sea area. The closest distance between the two planes was like less than 20 feet.
Wow.
Less than 20 feet. And it was just 3 days ago. And, in the South China Sea, and Chinese military ships is approaching American destroyer. It's just like within 200 yards, right? And also, it just a couple weeks ago, Microsoft and Five Eyes intelligence shares agency that's okay. among United States, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, UK, they issue a statement that the Chinese state-sponsored hacker, they have been hacking into a very popular cyber software named FortiGuard here in the Western world. Now, what they specifically target, all the infrastructures, communication systems. And listen here, you know, the most serious issue they found that they have, you know, using a weakness in that software, they successfully compromised the communication system of Guam.
Okay, now who are they?
Guam, the island.
The island of Guam, the entire island of Guam,
yeah, and the US,
and the government, the U.S. right, which is a U.S. territory.
Territory, right. The military base, it's a right. key element to defend Taiwan, to help yeah. Taiwan. So they specifically targeted all this, and you can see all this is it's a very serious. And now in the last week, Asian Pacific Security Summit in Singapore,
right?
The U.S. Secretary of Defense trying to set up meeting to talk to the Chinese Secretary of Defense to try to build up a high level communication channel,
and they refused the meeting.
They refused the meeting. Yeah,
they said we don't need to meet with you because we don't fear you. We don't think you're nothing anymore. You're nothing.
That's right.
And we're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about it because that has a lot to do with the whole issue of BRIC and what's taking place there and that which is the what is it, the Brazilian, Russian, Indian,
or China, South African.
Yeah, yeah, that whole group. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. We'll talk about that. Nan Su is with us. Folks, you got to get your friends to listen because I'm telling you, China is a severe threat to our nation. It is probably the number one threat to our nation right now, and we need to be paying attention to this. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this brief break.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural ortho-silic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, and I welcome to the program again our good friend from the Epoch Times, Mr. Nan Su. Nan, welcome back again. It's great to have you with me. So let's get into this topic of BRICS. I gave kind of a brief overview, but tell folks what BRICS is and why it's so significantly important for us to understand.
Yeah, BRICS is an organization of five nations all together. That's Brazil, India, China, South Africa, and Russia. Now, back in 2019, that's like almost 5 years ago, it's under the leadership of a joint effort of China and Russia. They start an independent currency reserve system called 5R. Number five, a letter R. You know, five means the five nation, while R, because all of these five countries, the name of their currency start from letter R. So they got a so-called 5R system. Now, what they're trying to do is to try to reduce their dependence on the U.S. dollar, because, you know, most of the international trade, it's really, you know, all using the U.S. dollar as the base to do the trade. So they try to reduce their currency dependence to the U.S. dollar. And now, of course, Russia and China, you know, they have been doing that. They have stopped using a U.S. dollar, and they use their own currency to trade for the last whole year. And now, just like last month, President of Brazil visited China. Before he visited China, he also made an announcement that Brazil is going to stop using U.S. dollar. Instead, they're going to use Chinese yuan, Chinese currency, to do their trade. And also last month, that the Chinese government and Malaysia government, they made a joint statement. They're going to push forward an Asian kind of a currency reserve to reduce the Asian countries' dependence on U.S. dollar. And now, this is a European leader, you know, French president. Remember, French president visited Beijing last month. And now, just before his visit to Beijing, a French company named Total Energy, it's a corporation, you know, they make a public announcement. They are going to stop, you know, taking U.S. dollar when they sell liquid natural gas to China. It's an oil company. They're going to take Chinese yen instead of U.S. dollar. Now, you put all these things together. Now, very importantly, December of last year, Chairman Xi visited Saudi Arabia, and right, you know, he openly asked Saudi Arabia to take Chinese money instead of U.S. currency when Saudi saw sell the oil to China. Now, China purchased 25% of Saudi oil and the biggest buyer of Saudi oil. And also, Saudi, it's the biggest oil production nation in the world. If Saudis start doing that, thank God Saudi has not stopped doing that yet. Right. But if Saudis start doing that, all this oil production nation is going to follow. That it's that's going to create huge impact to the U.S. dollar.
Well, yeah, because then suddenly you run into a situation now where the U.S. dollar is no longer valued in the way that it is. And my understanding is that our credit rating, they're talking about bringing it down again.
Well, credit rating is one thing, basically, because it's going to drive U.S. dollar value, going down.
Right.
And then it's going to drive the inflation. Inflation is a huge issue, in the United States, and in the United States only, because we're talking about the U.S. currency, not any other nation's currency.
Right.
So basically right now, every country, because they need to trade, when they do the international trade, they need to use U.S. dollar. They all keep certain amount of U.S. dollar in their bank, in their central bank.
Right.
But if they don't need it, they're going to start dumping this U.S. dollar. All of a sudden, you're going to see a lot of U.S. dollars, floating in the market, which, which will drive the value of dollar going down. And also, it's going to, a lot of inflation
right.
In the United States. So China and Russia, they've been joining together doing this for, more than 5 years. And now it's a process that's specifically designed, because the Chinese yen, Chinese currency, and the Russian currency, they're not able to replace the U.S. dollar, as a leader of the currency in the world. Because
right.
The U.S. dollar basically is built based on the credibility of a U.S. government, right? So they're not able to replace that. But however, this is process is specifically designed to hurt the U.S. economy.
And it's a long-term process. The last pie chart that I saw indicated that 60% of all transactions around the world are done using the U.S. dollar. So it's going to take them some time to unwind all of this, but you've just laid out for us some very significant and major purchases that would play a role in reducing that percentage significantly and potentially not stretched out over as long a period of time as some analysts have suggested. So it's going to be something we really need to be paying attention to.
That is correct. The U.S. dollar is not going to collapse overnight, but
right.
what they're trying to is this is a long-term economic strategy
yeah.
that, how China and Russia want the world to be 5 and 10 years from now.
Well, what they're ultimately doing is they're trying to put the great chill on the U.S. dollar, because that's going to impact the U.S. economy, and it's another means by which they're waging what they call unrestricted warfare against the United States of America. Nan, thanks so much for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it. We're going to take a break, folks. When we come back, Jerry Haffer will be with us. We're going to talk about the future of Social Security coming up here on Children Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, back with more coming up right after this brief break.
So up next, we have ClanSlight. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlight is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And for those of you who follow the program for a long period of time, you know that I have been a supporter of the Association of Mature Americans, AMAC, Mature American Citizens. And I've been a member for a very long time. And had the pleasure of meeting the founder and then having lots of great conversations with his son David as well. So it is my sincere pleasure to welcome my next guest to the program to talk about a topic that I believe is really very important and is often misrepresented and misunderstood in this person's, in my humble opinion. And so I want to welcome to the program Jerry Hafer. Jerry, welcome. Good to have you with me. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. My pleasure.
So, Jerry, let's, first of all, very quickly, let's tell us in brief, give us a 60-second commercial for AMAC and what AMAC provides folks.
Excellent. AMAC is the association that directly represents seniors in Washington. And one of the things that I think distinguishes AMAC is the fact that we take direction from the members. We consistently poll members for what's on their minds, and we take those interests and those concerns directly to Washington. And I think that's the distinguishing factor with AMAC. And AMAC, of course, has a host of benefits that go along with membership. And it's just an organization that, as I said, directly represents seniors in Washington.
All right. Now let's get into this issue, which you've been focused on for the last couple of years in particular. Obviously, you've been focused on it for quite some time because AMAC focuses on these issues. But in particular, you have taken up this banner, because I think that, you know, when people talk about budget cuts and they talk about, you know, taking money off the table, so to speak, one of the first places that they've gone for years, even unfortunately conservatives, is the area of Social Security, because there seems to be this belief that somehow Social Security is an entitlement similar to, welfare.
Right. Exactly. And we confront that position from members and the public quite often. And our typical response is it is not an entitlement per se. It is not a welfare system. It is an earned benefit system. The only way you can get benefits from Social Security is having had a work record in which you contributed payroll taxes. So right. Very simply, it's an earned benefit.
Now, you know, we can go back and we can argue, you know, the Roosevelt policies and what put some of those things in place. But the reality is that it is in place, and there are dollars that are taken out of it. And there's a lot to discuss with regards to the future of where we go with Social Security, both for, because every time you talk about taking it away, you're talking about a group of individuals that have spent the last however many years, I think it's like 30 years, something along that. You have to have a certain number of years in the system before you're going to take money, be able to take anything out of it. But that being said, those are the folks that get impacted by these decisions.
Exactly. And, you know, to your point on having invested, you have to have worked for 10 years and built up the credits that you need. Mm-hmm. And the benefit itself that you ultimately get is based on your earnings record over 35 years. So the people that draw benefits from Social Security are heavily invested in the system.
You can argue about, you know, private investments and privatization and things of that nature, but it becomes a very precarious thing. And one of the biggest issues, I think, is that the government has gone in and raided Social Security funds. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I will. We deal with that particular myth week in and week out. And you have to understand the way Social Security is funded. Social Security is funded 90% of the revenue coming into Social Security, 91%, I think, to be more accurate, is payroll taxes. The other large piece of revenue is interest on the cash reserves, program reserves that Social Security has. And then federal income tax on benefits that people pay is the rest of it. That's about 4%. So all of that revenue coming in, basically the way the system works is when payroll taxes are paid, the taxes are not paid into Social Security. They're paid into the Treasury, U.S. Treasury.
Uh-huh.
And by law, the U.S. Treasury automatically converts those to Treasury bonds. And the Treasury bonds are then returned to Social Security, and they become the surplus, or they become the reserve for Social Security. Now, through the years, Social Security has taken in more income than it paid out up until 2020.
Okay.
And beginning in 2021, that flipped. And now Social Security since then is paying out more in benefits than it's taking in from all sources of revenue. And at year end 2020, the cash reserves, Treasury bond reserves in Social Security were just under $3 trillion. And that sounds like a lot of money. But since then, if you look at 2021, 22, and the projection for 2023, Social Security is running at about $130 billion deficit. And so what will happen is those accumulated reserves have begun to deplete.
Right, sure.
And so you'll see a lot of headline articles about Social Security going broke. And unfortunately, that's another myth. It's another misnomer, if you will. The projection right now, as of the most recent trustees report, is that the Social Security cash reserves, bond reserves, will be depleted by 2033. But that does not mean the system is broke. At that point, by law, the system has to revert to a cash basis, and it can only pay out what it takes in. Now, that's certainly not a good situation. What it means is, across the board, benefits will have to be cut to match revenue.
Okay.
And as I just said, they've been running at a deficit for some time with the program for 3 years now. And so the projection is that benefits across the board would be cut between 25% and 20%. So
wow.
The most precise number I've heard was 77%. But, you know, if it's 20%, then that would mean that somebody with a $2,000 benefit, all of a sudden in 2033, that becomes $1,600.
Okay.
That's the catastrophe that Social Security is facing.
Well, that is a significant cut for somebody that's sitting on a fixed income.
Yeah, remember that 90% of the population of the Social Security beneficiaries rely heavily on that income.
Right. Right.
And so absorbing a 20 to 25%, the Congressional Budget Office pegs it at 25%,
okay.
So somewhere between 20 and 25%, that's a significant hit for somebody.
Absolutely.
That's day to day.
And that has a lot to do then, as we see these companies, as an example, automating, they're reducing the number of workers. Right? I guess population as well, because we're also operating at a decreased population. I haven't really covered a great deal of that on the program, but folks, we are not producing enough babies to one for one with the population. So we have a population that is roughly 60 plus, from 60 to 80, that is about 1.5 times the population of those in the working age between, say, 25 and 45.
That's absolutely correct, and that's one of the problems that Social Security is facing. The fact that, first of all, you've heard the 10,000 baby boomers a day turning age 65, and so that's growing the population of people that are drawing from Social Security. Mm-hmm. But that's a double whammy, because those people not only beginning to draw benefits are leaving the workforce.
Right.
So they're
right.
Leaving the tax-paying workforce.
Right.
And as you mentioned, birth rates. So last year was the sixth consecutive year that birth rates dropped. And that does not bode well for the future workforce. Back in the 1940s, when Social Security was in its infancy, there were roughly 45 people working and paying payroll tax for every beneficiary. Now it's less than 3 to 1. So it's 2.7 to 1. So for every person drawing benefits, there are 2.7 people paying taxes. You don't need to be a math genius to figure out that that's not going to work for long.
No, that's not gonna fix our issue or fix the potential catastrophe that could befall people within the next 10 years.
Exactly, and it doesn't have to be that way. I mean, there are certain things that can be done within the Social Security structure. The structure of Social Security has not been modified in perhaps 70 years.
Okay.
And it's pretty much intact with the way it was designed in the 1930s.
Okay.
And in other words, it does not mirror 21st century economics. People are living longer. When Social Security was put into effect in the late 1930s, the full retirement age was set at 65, primarily because people typically didn't live that long.
Yeah.
Well, now, and this is part of the solvency issue. Now, life expectancy is in the 80s for many people.
Yeah.
And so Well, when you begin to draw benefits, you're drawing benefits for decades longer than anticipated. So,
you're finding that same kind of thing with regards to, with regards to pensions, right?
Right, exactly. Well, and that's another part of the problem that seniors face. Less than 50% of the population anymore has access to a defined benefit pension program. And so that just exacerbates the need for the importance of Social Security and their retirement financial planning.
I was looking up for just a second. Okay, so the United States, the average age of life expectancy, both sexes, is now 79, according to Worldometer, 81.65 for women, and 76.61 for men. So again, still, that is a significant jump from 65 or less, which is what was anticipated back when the program began.
Correct.
So all of that being considered, what are some of the suggested remedies that AMAC is pushing relative to policy and the fiscal impact of this? Where do you guys see, or how do we fix this?
Well, we think that as a general statement, we're very strong that Social Security has to be modernized.
Okay.
We think that things like the full retirement age have to reflect current actuarial statistics. And we believe that there are many things that can be done within the formulas to tweak benefits. Social Security's original intent was to keep people out of poverty. That was the original intent.
Okay.
That's still the intent by design. And so we are looking at various formulas inside the program to perhaps tweak that to provide protection for people at the low end. And, we have spent a lot of time, and we're continuing to spend a lot of time working on this.
Do you bump the age from 65 to 70? Is that one of the suggestions?
That's one of the things that we're looking at. Well, actually, it's 67 right now.
Okay.
67 is a full retirement age for people born 1960 or later.
Mm-hmm.
And we are looking at recommending perhaps adjusting that along with some other things. So it's kind of a work in progress. The big problem that we have, and that anyone recommending changes to Social Security has, is finding the political will in Congress to make things happen.
Well, and baby boomers still have a tremendous amount of influence, at least at this point. 20 years from now, we'll have to see where that sits. One of the other things that seems to me that, I brought it up earlier, but is the automation issue and the fact that we're moving away from human jobs. I mean, that's just a fact. These companies, you have McDonald's that's rolling out now. They've opened a couple of stores now that require basically two humans for what used to be, a 22-person crew.
Yeah, you're exactly right. The workforce participation rate actually has not recovered from the pandemic, and it's been steadily decreasing for more than a decade.
Well, the other piece, right, is universal income, right? So, you're not going to need Social Security because we're all just going to draw, everybody going to just draw a little money out of the government. But they don't ever answer the question, Jerry, of how exactly is the government going to be paying money that's not coming in? Who's paying the taxes so that everybody gets their whatever it is they're supposed to get?
Well, that is exactly why I typically make the statement that people challenge me on often, is that the Social Security has nothing to do with the national debt. Frankly, Social Security is self-funded.
Right.
And as I explained earlier, when revenue comes into Social Security, it's converted into Treasury bonds. Mm-hmm. So the cash goes elsewhere. But the bonds are still in. And, you know, people will say, that's a myth. You know, that they aren't really there. And, well, they are, because right now, for the past 3 years, they're being redeemed to pay benefits.
They have to be there.
Yeah, so that kind of negates that.
Right.
Negates that challenge.
So when someone suggests then that Congress is dipping into Social Security or reappropriating funds to go somewhere else, what you're saying is that's actually not actual dollar for dollar.
No, that's true. Actually, what Congress is doing is suffering from the fact that the money that was paid into Social Security and converted to Treasury bonds was used elsewhere. But the bonds are still there, and they are being redeemed. So that creates a financing problem.
So now it's the same dollar basically being redeemed twice, because you have the bond, and then you have the dollar that was created out of the bond. The dollar created out of the bond was supposed to be used to pay Social Security benefits. It's not. It's going to, I don't know, some study of orangutans in Africa to find out how they're, you know, mating with chimpanzees or whatever nonsense they're doing these days. At any rate, that dollar's going over there. But then when it comes time for that Treasury bond to be redeemed, now it's like, wait a minute, no, you were supposed to hold that dollar until we redeemed. Now we need to redeem, and you have spent that right. dollar.
Exactly. The financing problem then takes you know, front page, because now the bonds are being redeemed, and so they have to be, you know, replaced in
right.
the Treasury.
Right. And the dollars that were there, however many it may have been, have already been spent somewhere else. So that is, so it's not apples and apples to say they're taking the money. They're not actually taking the bond out, but they are dipping in and reappropriating the dollar that's associated with that bond. So it, in a manner of speaking, they're taking from Social Security, but they're doing it by sleight of hand.
Well, yeah, the only way they're taking from Social Security is if they would fail to redeem the bonds.
Right, which by law they cannot do.
Correct.
So what they're doing then is that they're creating more debt, right? Because if you've spent the money elsewhere that is associated with that bond, and the bondholder comes to redeem the money that you're supposed to be holding, that's the bond guarantee, now you've got to take it from somewhere else or borrow in order to replace it.
Yes, and the somewhere else or the borrowing is what's causing the problem.
Sure, absolutely. That gets back to debt ceilings and budget appropriations and all those kinds of things, which is why then you have people on the floor, both in the House and in the Senate, that are saying, oh, well, see, we just need to get rid of those, what did we call them earlier? The type of benefit, which it's not, but the entitlement benefit. We just need to get rid of all the entitlement benefits. And that's not, Social Security doesn't belong in that category.
No, it brings me right back to my earlier statement. It's an earned benefit. It has been earned.
Yeah, yeah. It's something that you have paid into. All right, we got about 3 or 4 minutes left. What are the other high level issues for seniors that AMAC is looking at and saying, okay, these are kind of critical?
We are looking at, AMAC is looking at, incidentally, I'm with the AMAC Foundation. We are the nonprofit arm, so I'm not directly involved in AMAC other than Social Security things. Mm-hmm. But AMAC Action, which is the lobbying arm of AMAC, the advocacy arm is focused on things like election integrity.
Okay.
We're working hard with a lot of groups in preserving the integrity of our election process, which is a difficult situation at best. So they're focused on that. They're focused on health care for seniors, restoring Medicare as best as you can. You know, Medicare has financial problems that are even worse than Social Security.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. And so those kind of issues, and veterans outreach is another major topic that AMAC is active in.
So. You know, one of the issues that I think when you talk about healthcare, I know we lost my father-in-law because of the death panels. And nobody talks about those anymore, but they are very much alive and well. I say that it's an unfortunate situation, but they told us how my father-in-law was going to die. And within 24 hours, that's exactly how he died. They told us that he was going to aspirate and basically drown in his own fluids. And they let him do it. And they drugged him to help facilitate the process. And, you know, these issues, a lot of people don't realize when you check in your elderly loved one under the current policies, those hospitals have the ability to shut you out and take control of the care of your parent, your grandparent, your loved one, your elderly loved one, and their decisions are predicated solely on, is it worth it? Do we think their life has economic value? And that is a horrific, horrific system that we've got ourselves caught up in. And all, you know, I think a lot of it started with the HMOs, but it's a horrific system and one that needs serious addressing.
I think you're right.
Well, Jerry, I thank you for being with me today. Thank you for all the hard work that you're doing. I'm glad you decided it wasn't time to retire yet.
Well, we at AMAC, we have the AMAC Foundation operates a Social Security advisory service where we have trained and accredited advisors who field questions from people about Social Security because it's a little complex.
Sure. You got a phone number for that or a website?
Yes.
Go ahead.
It's a website. It's amacfoundation.org, and you'll find it on the services page. But we field questions based on telephone calls, emails. The telephone number is 800. I don't have it at hand here. I should have it, but.
AMAC, well, let's just give them that. AMACfoundation.org. AMACfoundation.org. We got about 30 seconds. We're going to be going off. Hey, thank you, Jerry, so much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
I really appreciate it. It's been a great conversation and very enlightening for a lot of people who may have questions about it or and who may also feel like, hey, I want to argue this. I want to stand for Social Security, but I don't know exactly how to present the argument or how to say it when somebody throws the entitlement thing at me. What do I say to them about that? Folks, I hope we've answered that question for you. I'm out of time for today. Back with you tomorrow, Tuesday. We've got a great program lined up for you, and we will have Dick Heller will be with us. We'll talk guns. Miss Blanquita Cullum is with us, Clarence Mason, and Matt Long will talk Texas politics. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You've been listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Stay tuned for more Texas Fully Loaded coming up right now.